Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it.
Hey, Extra Rise fam, ready to rise today? Sounding like a cult leader. No, but seriously, we are back for more, and this time it's all about talent versus hard work. We are basically debunking, or, you know, knowing the tea, the true tea of talent. Is it real? Are people just really born with it? Or is it really all credited to hard work? Or is it both? Because, you know, I am a firm believer of not being a prisoner of our limiting beliefs. But what do we always hear? And sometimes we even make excuses for ourselves. But again, you get to keep the excuses you fight for. So, adubong na rinig natin usually when it comes to greatness. Ah, hindi. Sila lang yan kasi talented sila eh. Like, they were born with it. As in, pinanganak na silang magaling. Pinanganak na silang magaling sa math or magaling sa arts. Musically inclined. But is that really the truth? Well, we here at Rise Up, we always love research and actual data to back up our inspiration. You know, sometimes because if it's backed up by facts, I mean, these are the facts. So where else will you look to, right? And there was this study by a researcher in Florida called Anders Ericsson back in 1991. So he did this study about talent versus hard work. So the subjects were children studying to be violinists, and they were basically grouped into three groups. The first group are what they call the child prodigies, the greats. Ang galing nila, sila yung mga 8+ when it comes to performing. And the second group, they were good. Not that great, but good. Pretty good. Not bad. And the third were, you know, konting pushback. We need to see a little bit more spark, a little bit more passion. Kulang pa daw. So three groups, basically. Not so good, good, and great. And they were able to do a test checking out their genes. Galeno, wow. High tech. And there were no significant data that showed that the talent came from their genes. It's not like passed down from parents. But what they did see was based on the data of how much they practiced, the number of hours spent were significantly different. So for the greats, they spent 10,000 hours practicing. For the good, kailang, they spent 8,000 hours. And for the not so good, you know, we need a bit more push from you guys, they only spent about 6,000 hours. So basically, the summary is, it's all about the number of hours you spent working hard to achieve greatness, to achieve talent. So apparently, medyo ano pala yung quote na that hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard, because talent literally comes from hard work. So it's just hard work. But it's not just hard work pala. There's so much more to it. It's also hard work with focus. Deliberate hard work to improve, not just to toil. This I could call, or we could call, working smart. Working smart and working for an end goal, which is to level up. So, which is great. This is actually quite liberating for us because we now have no excuse. You know, hindi lang siya reserved for the talented, quote unquote, but it's for everyone. Greatness is for everyone. You can have it. You can have it. You can have it. I can have it. Kailangan daanin sa sipag, tsaga. And also, you gotta evaluate where the problem and pain points are so you can improve to be better. So it's purposeful practice. That is the key here. Practice, practice, practice. And also focus and intensity. For example, you can keep on playing basketball or being engaged in a certain sport, but you're just doing it casually. And you can do it for 5 years, but you won't see any improvement because you did not dedicate focus and deliberate intensity to work on certain skills. For example, if it's ice skating, we can be casual ice skaters. Like, okay, ice skating tayo, kaya nating mag-glide. You know, we can do the simple from here to there, point A to point B. But if you don't deliberately focus to do twirls, right? to do stops above Olympic level, then you won't be able to do it. So it has to be done with intent. And that is exactly the paradox of excellence. It's actually built upon the necessary foundation of failure. You gotta be willing to see failure right in the eyes and be like, okay, I'm aware. Awareness is key. Awareness that you gotta improve. So in other words, if you wanna be called talented, then you gotta be able to put your ego aside and you gotta be able to evaluate, be self-aware, and do something about it. Again, action coming from awareness is key, not just stopping at awareness. So yeah, we are not born talented. We are all geniuses, actually. There was also this study that showed most of children, actually all children, are geniuses up until the age 4. And then after that, because of external societal pressures / judgments at a young age, you know, people start to label you, that's the smart kid. That's a, you know, getting there kid. That's what's sad about the world, actually, that we are prone to these external judgments and external factors. But at least now we know that we are all capable of being talented and we're all capable of being geniuses in our own right, as long as we dedicate the time, the effort, the focus, deliberate practice to keep on improving. So if I kind of take it into my personal context, I guess, yeah, I have been practicing through experience too when it comes to hosting. I was a kiddie host, not everyone knows that, but I've been kind of in the industry since I was pretty young. Started modeling first and then hosting kind of was a bit simultaneous. I was 11 when I first landed my TV show as a kiddie host. And ever since, I've been practicing through either events hosting or digital or hybrid, you know, what we're doing now, or also for TV shows or bigger events like pageants that are also telecasted live on national TV. Of course, it's very scary. It can get very nerve-wracking, but the experience that you get and the deliberate practice, I would, you know, you don't see it always. I always just post maybe on my stories, like when I'm already hosting, but of course, when I'm behind, right before I step out on stage, I actually really dedicate time to absorb the content of the script, to be very familiar with the program so that I don't mess up in front of everybody. As a master of ceremonies, I have to literally be a master and know everything. And at the same time, be aware of changes on the spot, especially if it's a live show. So things like that, it can get pretty exciting, but definitely preparation and practice pays off. So I want to encourage you guys, sometimes you see the greats, you see the talented people, your icons, your stars, our idols. Oh my gosh, how to be you po, di ba? May ganyan tayong culture na para sa kanila lang. Pero wag tayo dyan, because it's for everybody. Talent is for everybody if you choose to dedicate your time and focus to it. It's kind of like an iceberg illusion. We only see the tip of the iceberg. Already shiny, glamorous, already the after. Well, not before, after not. It's like the end product, the result. You're already made. You're a star. You're amazing. But you don't see the times wherein they toiled, when they trained, where they literally dripped sweat. Times wherein they had to do retakes or reshoots, you know, the hard parts, because obviously it's hard and at the day focus nila, hindi na sila makakapag-story. Oh my gosh, nahihirapan naman. Lufo, bumapit pa kayong bawis ko. Right? They don't have time to do that anymore. So at least take that with a grain of salt every time you see people, you know, showing their already finished, glammed, amazing versions. There is always a climb to it. And that's the beautiful part about success. It takes many factors to get there, and it will make getting to the top even more worth it. So there we have it for the tea on talent and hard work. Work smart, not just hard. Plan how you're going to work. And, you know, health is still wealth, because you won't be able to work if you're unhealthy. So please keep that in mind too when you're trying to reach for your goals and being your most talented self. So yeah, that is it for me right now. Please do share this podcast if you enjoyed it and share the love too via stories. I'd love to see your favorite moments or insights from the show. Guys, tag me na para ma-repost ko so I can see. And for new listeners, welcome. I hope you are getting cozy. Stick around. There will definitely be more. And please do binge listen on our previous episodes too. Give us 5 stars if you haven't yet. And I'll see you guys next time. Rise up every chance you get. My very talented Extra Rise fam. And have fun while you're at it.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.